best.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
Thank you, members of council, Mr. President. We're here to present to you our observations and comments on the recently proposed grant for the NAACP that was not able to be approved by the council. We wanted to bring to your attention and ask you to consider some of our observations on the comments made, and our observations are that we are all colored people. I consider myself somewhat brown on the outside and probably a bit darker on the inside. We'd like to ask you to consider all the people of color that would be benefited from that grant, as well as those who might march under a rainbow canopy. Just want to bring your attention, our concerns, and our sentiments about this matter. I'd like to make you an offer to consider a challenge to reconsider that grant. So I will offer a personal check for $695 and enjoin you to try to match that to equal the amount of the original grant, and if you want to, you can even exceed that. So I'd like to present this check to the council, if that's acceptable, and ask you to take that under consideration. And I would also like to introduce those with me. This is Ann Allen, this is Claire Snyder Hall. We're all members. I'm chairman of the 38th Electoral District Democratic Committee. Ann is a member. Claire is from the Rehoboth area, and you're all probably aware of what she's doing. I'd like to close the comments with an odd observation and advice that my dad gave me when I was about 14 or 15, was pretty sure I knew just about everything. Well, he looked at me and he said, "Boy, never be afraid of ignorance. You can overcome that with some honest effort and work if you just try to learn. But beware of stupidity, because that's a lifetime liability, and sometimes it can even be terminal." So I'd like to share what with you, if you'd like to have one of these signs, to help you remember that, yes, we're all people of color. Did you have any comment?
No.
Just to, did you say we didn't give the grant?
It was not approved. No,
yes, it was approved.
It was approved.
The three of us gave.
Somebody, yes.
Okay.
Just for the record,
yes, sir.
And thank you for your comments. Just the record, that grant was approved. And
okay.
It was for $500.
Okay.
And we approved that grant that day. So you can, in fact, keep your check.
All right.
Because we took care of the grant.
Thank you.
But thank you for your effort and your offer to do that. But we're
all right. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. And thank both of you.
Thank you very much. If anybody would like to have one of these signs to help you remember, we'd be glad to make them available for you.
Thank you, sir. Barbara Girk.
Good morning, council members. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to the council today. I'll be really brief, 3 minutes, I promise. My name is Barbara Girk, and I am the president of Sea Pines Village, an association of 46 condo homes near Bethany Beach, and of course, a Sussex resident. As you all know better than anyone, one of the most important responsibilities of the council is to consider and pass updates to the county code when provisions become outdated or ineffective. It is for this reason I respectfully address you today. Currently, the county code provisions governing placement and construction of new cellular communication towers has become inadequate. The provisions have not been updated in almost 15 years, and in their current form, clearly fail to protect the Sussex residents from improper and unsafe placement of new cell towers in light of current provider practices. Further, the current provisions place unnecessary burdens and increase liability on the county itself. The good news is that these problems can quickly and easily be remedied by the council with a simple modification to the language of the provision governing construction of new cell towers in Sussex County. In particular, two simple changes are needed to properly update the provisions. First, the setback requirement needs to be updated. Specifically, an update is needed for the current requirement of a mere one-third the height of the tower monopole to a 1.5 0.25 or 125% height of the tower, which is the standard setback distance typically used for these structures. Without a meaningful setback distance, neighboring properties will continue to be placed at risk of damage and its occupants at risk of serious injury because of inadequacy of the setback. Secondly, a minimum buffer distance from the residential property is also needed. Without this buffer as a safeguard, Sussex residents will continue to be overrun by cell providers, not because of the need for placement there, but because construction and subleasing a tower to competitors is now a revenue generator and windfall for the cell companies. This buffer distance will ensure cell tower placement in consistence with zoning principles and give considerations to Sussex residents and their communities. To assist the County Council and County Administration in addressing these issues today, we submit for your consideration a brief proposal setting forth the specific language modifications to the County Code that are needed to update the provisions. Finally, these proposed changes are not something of importance to just one person or even a small number of individuals. In fact, this proposal is a concept which is fully supported by the Delaware Residential Action Committee, a group of 1,500 Sussex residents and communities across Sussex County, the Bethany Beach Landowners Association, over 900 homes, and Sea Pines Village Homeowner Association, 46 units, numerous other communities and taxpayers and voters in Sussex County. As such, we respectfully request this issue be placed on the council agenda as soon as the next council meeting or shortly thereafter to begin work on updating the county code on this important matter for Sussex residents. We, of course, volunteer our expertise on this topic to the council and the county administration and really look forward to working with the county in updating its law. I want to thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
May I approach and offer the copies, please?
Give that to the clerk of council now.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Charles Garrod.
Yeah, my name is Charles Garrod. I live in the Milford area. And before I say my statement, I want to say it's odd, but I have no disclaimer. I have no connection with the people who spoke with the placards. Many years ago, when I was elected to a position similar to yours in another state, one of my mentors gave me some sage advice to live by in government service. When you're elected, you represent everybody. That is everybody in your political party, any other party, and with people who are no party. You represent people you like and don't like. People that like you and people that don't like you. People who are members of organizations that you support and others that you don't support. Recently, Councilman Sam Wilson and Vance Phillips, for some reason, thought that they could call out one organization that they in some fashion seem to think were wrong because they are represented only a people of color. Like, that's offensive. You did not call out Jewish organizations that only represent Jewish people, or Roman Catholics that only represent Catholics, or how about Hibernians that only represent people of Irish? You elected officials should be focused on helping people and not insulting them, not hurting their feelings. Why would you do that? Do you think you're superior, judgmental, perhaps harbor some negative feelings about certain people? I really don't know you, so I can't call you out on that regard. But my father taught me the politician's prayer that apparently you have not learned. And here it is. Lord, let my words be short and sweet today, because tomorrow I may have to eat them. Sam Wilson, Vance Phillips, man up. You hurt the members of the NAACP's feelings and denigrated the good work that they've done for lots of years. It's time for both of you to admit you made a mistake, apologize, and move on with your business. I think you have caused this great county of Sussex lots of bad publicity. I've been a Republican for over 60 years, and I know you are not acting in a Republican tradition. And thank you for listening to me.
Sure.
Thank you.
Gail Garrod, you choose to speak. You want to speak or Okay, okay, thank you. Steve Willey, he was here at the airport.
He was with the lease, okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Rieger.
Good morning, Paul Rieger. It's what I just like to find out. We've been dealing with this for how long? I'm waiting to see if anything's going to be followed up with my neighbor as far as the violations, I believe, on the permits and all the other actions. As far as still finding out what the farm is under 5 acres, farming, if you need a fence under 5 acres, if you're farming or not farming, if you need a permit or not, just with all the regulations that we've come through reading, everything is based on the farming question. Is how long for, just take the fence for example. We've already, from your own system, on your old system, new system, there was not a fence permit pulled. Either he needs a fence permit or he does not need a fence permit. If he doesn't need a fence permit, I should be refunded for both of the fence permits that I put up for the horses. For the shed permits, if he doesn't need a shed permit, I should be refunded for that. Everybody under 5 acres in the AR should be refunded if they pull the fence permit, if they pull the shed permit. You got the tractor trailer containers. Are they sheds? Not sheds. What is the standard for this? You just want the income, you send the enforcers out if there's a complaint. Your planning board, excellent. The two representatives that came out did the inspections. When I left there, I thought for sure things were, the violations had occurred. If you'd also put your planning and zoning employees, maybe you could have a little questionnaire put to them. Do you feel that we are enforcing to the best of our ability what you're told to our violations? It's basically, maybe, I mean, if I was an employee working for a boss, that you go out, do a good job, you come back, you feel like you're going to get this accomplished, just told we're not going to do anything about it. That's it. I just like that after how many months dealing with this, something should be done, or just refund everybody their money. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Dan Kramer.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. We will now entertain a motion to go into executive session for job applicants' qualifications and land acquisition.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. We're now going to executive session in here.
Please.